The petitioners have concluded their cross-examination of the head of audit practice at KPMG, Ni Amanododu, on the firm's final report on pink sheets filed by the petitioners. Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, has sought to know from Ni Dodu why comments made by the petitioners were not incorporated into the final report. Ni Dodu replied that those comments fell outside the mandate and scope given the firm. Our correspondent Bubukli Nogo reports that the court, by a 6-3 majority, overruled attempts by the petitioners to tender their comments on the report. The court has since adjourned to Tuesday, 22nd July.
Mr. Addison first sought to know from Mr. Dodu whether the firm received comments made by the petitioners regarding the draft report. He also wanted to know what the firm did upon receiving those comments. Mr. Dodu acknowledged receipts of the comments, which he said were appropriately considered in compiling the final report. Mr. Addison also indicated that there were some 171 errors made in the entries, but Mr. Dodu disagreed with the assertion.
In the petitioner's comments, your attention was drawn to 171 errors that were inadvertently made by you in your report.
Yes, that is what your comments that you issue indicated.
Did you verify the accuracy of that statement?
Yes, we did, my lords.
And what was the result?
The results were that the information that we had captured reflected what was extracted from the pin sheets that we examined.
Now, those were entry errors. The 171 were entry errors by your staff in entering the polling station codes. And so it was for you to verify. Did you do that?
I just said that we did check to the details that were extracted, and we did indeed confirm that what had been extracted was a true reflection of the data that had been captured.
Did your verification, according to his question, confirm their query, or it went otherwise?
My lords, we went through a process. Now, what that process entailed was that extracts that were made at the end of each day were confirmed to be a true and accurate reflection of the details that reflected on each of the pin sheets. The 171 items that he mentions here, in cross-checking, 34 of those items in there, in the extract that they did present, were found indeed to be errors on their part.
Mr. Addison also sought an explanation from Mr. Dodu why all the pink sheets in the registrar's vote were not counted.
Now, did you take an inventory of all the pink sheets in the possession of the court registry prior to the counting?
No, we did not.
Were you informed as to who had filed the pink sheets that you were to count?
Yes, our understanding was that the pink sheets were filed by the petitioners.
Now, you were asked to make a faithful count of all the exhibits of pink sheets delivered by the petitioners to the registrar. Am I right?
That is so, my lords.
How many pink sheets did you count in the custody of the registrar?
The pink sheets that we counted came out to 13,926.
Can you tell the court how many unique pin sheets you counted in the registrar's set, assuming there are no duplications in the pin sheets with remarks?
If you are talking about items appearing only one,
I believe that's what unique means.
You see, each pin sheet comprised a variety of information. Our tests were restricted to three items: exhibit number, polling station name, polling station code. So those were the items that we extracted. Now, there were instances where exhibit numbers appeared only once. There were instances where polling station codes appeared only once. There were situations where exhibit numbers did not tie, you know, the same exhibit number did not tie into the same polling station code number, and vice versa. So situations where you had exhibit numbers appearing only once, numbered 9,504. Situations where you had polling station codes appearing only once, numbered 5,470. So there were 2,877 instances of repeated records when we looked at experts. And and 6,911 instances of repeated records when we looked at polling station codes.
Mr. Addison also suggested that based on their analysis of the reports, they have concluded that the petitioners have filed 11,533 pink sheets. He also disputed Mr. Dodu's claims that KPMG does not give out soft copies of reports.
Bubu Klinogol's report.